everyone, saying everyone work together nicely, cooperate. And he asks forgiveness that sometimes in preaching I am saying cutting things. And sometimes the disturbance we're seeing is people are going back to older statements. They're not looking at these final moves.
Yes.
And so...
The don'ts are not last words. The don'ts go deep. For any special occasion, he has told something. That, don't go to him or don't go to him, for any reason. But as a theory, he has not told all these things.
Never
in any circumstances, he has told.
Never in book.
Never. Swamiji, to whom he has accepted like his disciple, if he is acting something here and there, he cannot kick out. For one day, when if anyone has something, he will always embrace. He will give chance. He cannot forget them. Only in the case if they are offensive to all Vaishnavas, Krishna. If anyone offending him, no harm. But if he is offending all the Vaishnavas, and especially to Bhakti and Nama Parat, doing always constantly, repeated, then he will kick off. Otherwise. Once at the time of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, one humko krodh ho jata hai.
Log pavan karo apne aap. Ye sab rakhne ke liye.
Very bad person. All these criticize others. That there is not in Prabhupada's sister, none are equal to me. And that is why he has made me mud commander. And he always used to criticize others. All these when Prabhupada is
all my guru.
So, at one, he should be driven out from this much. Always criticize others. Not criticizing himself. So take his all utensils and luggages and keep it in a bullock cart. And you should take him on the left side of Ganges, side of Ganges.
The other side.
Then our Guru Maharaj heard this and he came. And he was chanting and remembering in the dark room in the corner of
North.
After some time, Prabhupada told that, I told Vinod that he should dress me, take him out of the mud. See that he has done or not. Then that person went and said that, the mud commander was there. He was not out of the mud. He told that Vinod has not dressed me. Then he told to others, at once he should go and follow him, kick him out. After some time, in the evening, he called, you know, the other. I told you to take him out of the mat, but why you could not do? Then very humbly he did pranam to Prabhupada and told them, I know that you are excessive more than Krishna, more than even Krishna, I know. You are the ghana ghanatvam, sansara dava nalani halukva, karunya ghana ghanatvam. You are the thick,
dark,
mercy of Krishna. I know that forgive some lesson to others. For a moment you have to. But I know that you are collecting so many lakhs and lakhs of devotees and you are helping and for some time. You want to correct him. I know that you cannot teach him. After some time you will call him and tell that, oh, you should not do this and teach me. I know this. So I was waiting only that when you will call him and he will say, that is why. The Guru cannot be like that. Always melting. Even by more than Krishna. Any disciple he has taken, any disciple, he has, oh, he can forget that disciple. But he, the person who has so false ego doing so much against him, they should be careful. Anyone will not come to take him out of mud, or easily they can themselves they will go forever. You should go on chanting, remembering. Here do a Nagar Sankirtan. Thinking that I am very pure and I have nothing. Only thinking, oh Prabhupada, you should merciful. Don't offend anyone. Very simple, very humble. Even you should see grass and you should not keep directly your feet there. There is no way. So I am keeping. But I am one to honor. There are others there? Some?
They're waiting for you.
Oh, so these
there, there's no copy of Swami Maharaj's suggestion recently.
So what I told you?
You told me to sign one.
So you should go and say, I know
did,
that
I
there is.
I know.
I know that there is surely.
No, but you
are not.
I'm asking everyone going from 10 to 10.
Oh, you asked on from anyone here?
Yes.
Have you asked?
Prayer
I know
prayer.
That you
I
are.
I asked Prem Prayojan.
Only Prem Prayojan will do?
I can bring one tonight.
You have? Here?
Do you have a one you run? No. We can bring one tonight, Maharaj, for tonight's class.
You can. I know that anywhere we can have. But you are fantastical here.
I was running here and there.
I know, no, I know you very well. Very well. If you have gone to everyone, oh, very quickly they have. You have?
I asked her.
So we should go there. Because it is. You remember? Apiches to Durachara?
I'm trying to recall the Sanskrit. I remember English. It
you've
got it. No, no, you should tell. You can.
Even if one
is missed. Apichesu, I want a slope. You? You should raise your hands that who remember this issue. You are like this. Very, very. You should try to know all these things very. What is?
Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, Krishna saying, Api Chetsu Duracharo, Bhajate Mam Ananya Bhak, Sadhu Reva.
Oh, you should try to take this thing, not there. You should come here. It will not help, it will be broken. Try to keep it in this box. Very carefully. Otherwise it will not help. I know that in ISKCON this is like a fashion. But that it never helps. So try to take it.
Apichetsu duracharo bhajate mam ananya bhak saru reva samantavya samyam vyavahito vitaha. So Krishna is telling Arjuna that even one, if one commits durachar, very wicked and most sinful activities, yet if he is ananya bhak, that means that he is performing exclusive bhajan, one-pointed, only to Krishna, then Krishna said, sadhu reva samantavya, then you should think that he is a sadhu and not think lowly of him. Why? Because Titram Bhavati Dharma Shaswat Shantim Nigatati Kontiya Pratijanahi Name Bhaktya Pranasati. That quickly that person who is doing my bhajan, even though he may be in difficulty now, because he's doing unalloyed exclusive bhajan to me, therefore very quickly he becomes purified, he becomes righteous and attains everlasting peace. So O Arjuna, declare boldly that my devotee is never vanquished.
No, there is something wrong in your explanation. What? What is the meaning of doing ananya bhajan? Bhajate mam ananya bhag. What is the meaning? Can you?
Worship me without any deviation?
What is the meaning of ananya? Only worshipping Krishna? No. Worshipping Krishna. Not for his requirements. Only to please Krishna. Only to please Krishna and only to Krishna. Then it is called ananya bhajan. And in this stage, if he is so much lusty, so much involved in fruitive karmas, no hope. He is always pure. His action is what? Successful. We see that by accidentally coming lust and he gets up Harinam. But still he is, if doing ananya bhajan, we should not think him that he is fallen person. We see him in lust, in other things. He is stealing away anything. He tells lie, he tells maybe. But if he is doing ananya bhajan, we should honor him. we shouldn't associate with him as that. Only this. But don't criticize that he is a sadhu. If you are doing, then you are offensive. Because like a rope, rope, you should burn the rope. The rope will be burned, but some ring will be there, but is of no purpose. If you touch it, it will. So the actions of this person who is doing ananya bhajan of Krishna, only to Krishna and only for Krishna. But if you are seeing anything bad in that person, first, any sin or any lust cannot come in ananya bhajan. If anyone doing, it is absurd. What I told you.
Would I say that if someone is doing exclusive bhajan, only for the pleasure of Krishna,
and only to
Krishna, for Krishna, then no lust can come to that person?
Lust are any durachar. It is absurd. But if you are seeing like this, then you should consider him that person. Oh, very pious, very high class of devotees. Very soon, it will go away. Go means a parda, parda mane ki hai. A curtain which is covering your eyes, it will go away. He will be shame because he is doing ananya bhajan. And when this curtain will go away, then you say, oh, he is very pure. Understand what I am telling? What I told you?
But even if we see something impure, it means only that some curtain or some obstruction is there which will very quickly go away.
Not that he will be pure.
But
he is always pure.
Yes.
Like the what I told, rope is burnt. We cannot bind by that rope anyone. But you are seeing, oh, this is rope. It is not the
real.
Or eyes. It is false.
Defect in our eyes.
Defect in our eyes. There is no defect in that. So you should know all this. That there is bhakti, ananya bhakti, then we should see that he cannot do any fault. But at that time, unless your doubt not removed, you should not associate with him. But you should not criticize. You will see that he is pure Vaishnava. What is this meaning? We see that so many cases like this. We can reconcile and have honor for all devotees who are chanting and remembering. Have you that book? Rup Goswami, Upadeshamrita. You should read. Krishna Tijasya Garing Tang Manushad. First, you should listen this thing. Namah Chintamani Rasa Chaitanya Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukto Abhinat Swan Nama Nami. Do you remember? You remember this slok? But you don't remember. There are so many duties to do. So how you can have time to You remember? Oh, you have also so many problems. So here, Namah Chintamani. What is the meaning? Namah Chintamani? Nam is like desire tree, desire stone, more than that. Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Oh, ocean of rush and transcendental ocean of rush. Himself Krishna, Abhinatvan Nama Namina, Abhinna. No? Different from Krishna. More powerful than Krishna. Krishna has invested his all powers. We cannot see Krishna. We cannot utter Krishna. We can take Harinam. So more. Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, Purna Shuddha. Even we are taking this name. Name is Purna Shuddha, but we are not Shuddha. That is why transcendental nun we are not taking. When it will come and dance on our tongue, and when he will appear, come in our intelligence, that is in our heart, then we can realize. But we cannot utter by this tongue, material tongue, and we cannot remember Krishna pastimes in our this material mind and heart. Is there any process that he can descend on our tongue, this material? Yes, there is. What is that? You should follow. Rupa Goswami, this Upadesham. From beginning to top, Bako Begah Manasa Krodha Begam Jivadu, all these things. You remember this? You should try to remember all. All. Bako Begah. Always control on our tongue. Mind. Tongue. All senses. And then we will see that all are what? Disciples. That person is the guru of all. And then atyahar prayasascha. Then third, usahat nishyat dharyat tatat karma pravartana. Always be inspired. Think that, oh, we will attend the service of Krishna. Surely. And go on doing. Always try to follow how Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all gurus have what? They have maintained their life and how they have accepted all this in this way. Don't mix with the person, those who are not chanting and remember and say Bharati. Thus, six. And then, dadati pratigrahnati goyam makhyati pichyati bhumte bhojate chaiva sadbhidyam pratigrahnati. Always associate with superiors. Not criticizing anyone. Give something for them and take prasadam from them. And thus, ask them very deep things. How I can have love and affection for Krishna? How can I have a relation to Krishna? And what relation is there? And hear it. And practice. Give some prasadam to them and remnant you should take. By this, your love and affection and name transcendental namekam. Moreover that, Krishneti jasya grintam. You should read. Yes. The meaning.
One should mentally honor the devotee who chants the holy name of Lord Krishna. One should offer humble obeisances to the devotee who has undergone spiritual initiation, diksha, and is engaged in worshiping the deity. And one should associate with and faithfully serve that pure devotee who is advanced in undeviated devotional service and whose heart is completely devoid of the propensity to criticize others.
Here has he written, Rupa Goswami, that only you should honor your God brothers. If anyone outside of our God brothers, if they are chanting, remembering, don't honor them. Has it been written there? To anyone, without cost entry, anyone in this whole world, if he is chanting Krishna, then he should be. Whether he should be this ISKCON or out of ISKCON. If he is of another sampradaya, like Nimbark sampradaya, Madhva sampradaya, Ramanuj, even he is not in any sampradaya, anyone, bogus person, but chanting and remembering, oh, do pranam by your heart. Oh, he will come. And he is the family of Krishna. So we must respect. And if he has initiation, what is the meaning of that? He has taken initiation means?
He just explained that he is given diksha. Diksha means that the bona fide Satguru invests in him the seed of his relationship with Krishna in the spirit of the spiritual world, what his relationship is. And he takes away all bad things like offenses, apparatus,
This is really diksha. But if anyone had been given a sacred thread, only thread, whether it is sacred or not, it has come from any cotton. No? There is thread here. And he has put a tilak, kanthi mala so big thing. And 5 kilos of very heavy, very heavy. Everything he has. And fire sacrifice was done. Oh, swaha, swaha. Oh, 1 month ghee was there. 40 kilos. And so much grains were there. And it was done. Oh. 12 Vaishnavas were sitting there and they were doing what? Om Krishnaya Swaha, Swaha, like this. So everything has been done, but all sins are there. No really diksha. This is outwardly, no diksha. Only to what? To inspire them. That, oh, diksha has been given. But really diksha is not done. Diksha is like a class, begins from lower stage. And when he realizes all things and sees going on everything, and he sees the relation with Krishna, and perfectly chanting with the relation with Krishna, with no offense, then it is diksha. Then what we should do? To them, if dikshasti cheta,
then one should offer humble obeisances to that devotee.
Oh, for first, not by body, by mind, if he is not initiated. But if really initiated, then what should we do? By mind and by body also. And if he is more above on this, not criticizing anyone, he has no time for all these things. Always chanting, remembering. Ashtakaliya Lila. What is Ashtakaliya? What is Ashtakaliya Lila? What eight pastimes?
During the day. During the day.
Where is Krishna now? And what he is doing?
In the forest.
What he is doing? What is the time now?
7 o'clock.
Where he is now? What he is doing? You know? Oh, you should read all these things and know all these things. And do it in mind. Don't tell to anyone. First know all these things. If you have greed, and if you have not greed, then do pranam. You should always follow Vaidhi Bhakti. What? Always, always. So, those who are so above and always, all the pastimes are coming automatically. He wants to think that thing, but Krishna is telling gopis that you should always remember me. And in trance you should see me, that I am with you. Then gopis become so angry. You know that from boyhood, we want to forget you always, not to come to you, not to remember you. But automatically we want to forget you, and always you are coming in our heart and mind. We don't want to go to the bathing hut, but our fifth part, oh, let us go, let us go. We don't want to take a smell of your body, but always our nose wants to take the fragrance of Krishna. Oh, we are mad. We are always telling our all senses, don't follow Krishna. And you are telling that you should remember us. We want to forget you. You know, yogis like Brahma, Shankar and all others, they want to take the lotus feet of Krishna in their heart, but they cannot. And gopis are telling, what? We don't want to remember you. You are cheater, you are lumpat, you are dhorti, you are black. We want to forget you. If you can forget us and you can go to Mathura, why cannot we forget? But this is the thing, that we cannot forget you. Always remembering, a spontaneous coming. So if anyone is like this, always remembering, they have no time to remember all worldly things. Never. Where is my business? Where is my this, that? Where is my body? Whether I have taken anything or not? They have no time at all. Always thinking. And Krishna making preparation, some sweet rice, and in another shape, covered his shape, and he went there. Oh, my mother saw you, that you have not taken anything. Please take this. And he is not looking after Krishna. What is the meaning? Krishna is telling that, oh, my mother will beat me. She has told me that you should give him and he will drink and then you should come. So Krishna will pursue, manage everything, your everything. So if a man is like that, always eight pastimes 24 hours continuously, chanting, remembering, weeping, and remembering all the leelas. Then what should we do? We should take our heart and give in the lotus feet of that kind of devotee. Really, he is Guru. He is Diksha Guru, he is Shiksha Guru, like this. And we can honor with everything, with heart, and serve him. And by a moment association of these kinds of devotees, he can be changed. Then even you have no taste in chanting, then what you should do? Always chant. Next to that, Prakitattva na iha paschet Ganga Basam Khalu Budubud Pena Panka Drishtai Subhav Janitari Bhukh. If my devotee is black, some things are going here and there, don't criticize. If he is beautiful in heart, always chanting and remembering, he is so beautiful. But beautiful person, it is the beauty and other things are like a cause. He will be dragged in Maya. So don't criticize them. What he is telling? So, you should not criticize any Vaishnava. Vaishnava are so humble. Even doing so, if you have no taste in Harinam, in Hariyar, hearing Harikatha, still you should do it continuously, chanting. This is the medicine, and this is also diet also, both things. And then last slok, Tannam Rupa Charita Sukhatsananu Karmaila Rasana Manashiniyu Tishthan Braje Tadanuragi Jananugami Kalam Naye Dakhlam Ittyu Padesha. This is the essence of all the teachings of Mahaprabhu, of Rupa Goswami Raghunath Das. You should read the books of Swamiji very patiently and very deeply, with meaning, not outwardly. Sometimes I tell that, Swamiji told you that you should distribute my books, and then you will directly go to... He told me. But really this is to encourage them. Not this is that. Only distribution of book will not do. I have seen so many thousands of persons who were doing record beating, distributing books. Some were first here, some were first in India, some were first in England, America. Swami was very tricky. He wanted to engage all in Krishna consciousness. So he did. So he did for this. But if they will go to Vrindavan, why they are falling down? Why they are giving up chanting, remembering everything? Why? This is not good. This was to some give them, encouraging them. So he is telling.
The essence of all advice, that one should utilize one's full time, 24 hours a day, in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes. guidance of devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his devotional service.
What is he told? Repeat. Don't repeat. Repeat what? I know that at that time when she was reading, you are not here.
The ball advice is that one should chant the holy name of the Lord 24 hours a day.
And?
Always remembering to love and serve Krishna.
Always?
Always remembering.
By mind what he should do?
Chanting and remembering.
And after that, what she told? Where to do? Where to live? How?
Under the guidance of bona fide Buddha.
This is this. You should try to do all these things. All. No? Perfect anything?
In the transcendental realm of Brahman, Rajadam, one should serve the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna with a feeling similar to that of his associates. And one should place himself under the direct guidance of a particular associate of Krishna and should follow in his footsteps. This method is applicable both in the stage of sadhana, spiritual practices executed while in the stage of bondage, and in the stage of sadhya, God realization, when one is a siddha purush or a spiritually perfected soul.
Where is Govinda Bhagavat?
Airport.
Yeah. To manage for tomorrow. Oh. I'm not against distributing of books. I do it myself. I also tell to all devotees. But Malnit, this will not do. Oh, we should go in the tea, in the book. And what is their nectar? We should try to take. This is the thing. And if you are only doing this, then one day you will take, collect all the money and keep in your pocket and you will go. Surely, you are bound to do this. So don't do this. You just should try to go inside the book. And what is nectar? If you cannot take nectar, then go to any pure devotee. And beg help and he will show you. What nectar is there? So this is the essence. Be always in Vrindavan. But there are no circumstances that you can be in Vrindavan. Then what should you do? What should you do? Always be by mind there. How you can be? How you can be in Vrindavan? You are here. How? Then you should think that where is Krishna now? He has gone to cowherd. Oh, lakhs and lakhs cowherd boys are there. Lakhs and lakhs cows are there. Krishna, at that time, cows has grazed so much, satisfied. Now in Vrindavan, it is so much hot there. Sun is on head. And you know now how many degrees of heat is there? 48. So Krishna took his all the cows near Yamuna and all the cows took water so much, plenty of water. And they are under where? Under the tree of Banyan tree named Bhandirbhat. So big shape. Lakhs and lakhs cows be there. And they are all doing chewing. Krishna thought that, this is best time. So he told that you should wait a little. I am coming just. Madhumangal told that, I have some business this time. I have given a word to the disciple of Gargacharya.
Karkacharya is my guru. And there I learned astrology. So he is my guru there. So many things I can know anyone's heart. So I must go and welcome Karkacharya disciple. So I am going there. Krishna told that, oh, all are taking rest. For a moment I will come with you. And then he accompanied with Madhu Mangal. And they went where? First went to Kusum Sarovar, you know? Near Govardhan, Kusum Sarovar. And after that, they went to Surya Kunda. And all were waiting for Surya Puja. Surya Puja, you know? One of the name of the Surya, Sun, is Mitra. And also a Mitra has different meaning. Mitra means friend. So Krishna is also friend. So really, Krishna is Sun. And all were waiting to worship Surya, Sun. And they did. So after some time, very quickly Krishna returned. So Krishna is now going there. In